On Mondays, we read from your emails. During our conversation with director Peter Weir, we played excerpts from Patrick O'Brien's appearance on Talk of the Nation back in 1995. I neglected to mention that you can hear that entire program if you'd like. Just go to the Talk of the Nation page at npr.org and look under Special Features right next to the picture of Peter Weir. We also received an email during that show about Weir's latest movie, Master and Commander, The Far Side of the World. John Millar of Williamsburg, Virginia writes, "Dear Talk of the Nation, back in 1969, I was the brash 24-year-old who went to the bank and borrowed the money so I could build the 24-gun frigate Rose. I sold that ship in 1984, and about 3 years ago, the ship was sold again to 20th Century Fox for the making of Master and Commander, and we decided the email deserves some follow-up, and we've asked Mr. Millar to join us. Thanks very much."
You're very welcome.
How did you get it done?
I just went to the bank and said I needed to borrow money to build 5 ships, but they decided they would lend me only enough to build one, and even that was not enough, except that I found a shipyard in Nova Scotia that agreed to do it for that low a price.
And I gathered there was an early connection between the ship, the Rose, and Patrick O'Brien.
Yes. The publisher, W.W. Norton & Co., had the Rose come into New York City in sometime in the 1990s. For a reception for Patrick O'Brien, and he said that if she were painted like a 19th century ship, she could play the part of the surprise.
Hmm.
And Captain Richard Bailey ordered the crew to paint her that way just to please him, and I think that was the defining moment that led to the movie being made.
Well, Mr. Millar, stay with us for a moment. We have somebody else on the phone. Joining us now is Gordon Lacko, who was the historical advisor on Master and Commander, who helped transform the Rose into Captain Jack Aubrey's HMS Surprise. It's good of you to be with us, sir.
Good afternoon.
First of all, despite the superficial similarity, was this an easy transition?
Well, it was not. And by the way, I'm very pleased to meet you, at least over the telephone. Thanks for bringing that ship into the world.
Well, thank you.
She's an absolute honey, and we grew to love her through the process of the transformation.
So in the movie, of course, you blow up bits of the ship several times, but that, of course, was probably the model of the ship you built, not the real Rose.
Yeah, what we did was build a one-to-one scale model of Rose, which I called the Frankenship, because, of course, it wasn't really a living ship, on a gantry in the tank at the studio in Rosarito. And the damage sustained was done to that Frankenship and to various sets we built of parts of her.
What was the biggest project you had to undertake to make the film a convincing 28-gun frigate of the Napoleonic War era?
Once we got her to the look we wanted, to try and bring her to that patina of grime where she was believable to the audience as a beloved but aging frigate that 197 men were trying to keep spotless but just couldn't.
John Millar, did you ever think your ship would be criticized for being too clean?
No, I didn't, actually.
Well, we worked very hard with brilliant men who are called breakdown artists, and their job was to take the new work that we were accomplishing and making it look like it was 5 years old or 2 years old or however old we had decided that component of the ship would be. And I'm talking about things from fingerprints, which are really there in the right places, to the amount of wear on door sills and hatchways and so on and so on.
John Millar, have you had the chance to see what your ship looks like on the big screen?
Other than just trailers, no, I haven't. But I'm looking forward to going to the film on Friday.
Well, I'm jealous of you, John. I have seen the film a few times at the various pre-releases that I've been working with Fox on. You've still got the fresh experience ahead of you, so I'm jealous. I hope you enjoy it.
Well, thank you. I'm looking forward to that.
Gordon Lacko, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, John, and I hope we cross wakes again, and I'm sure we have lots to talk about.
I'd look forward to it.
Great.
Gordon Lacko is the historical consultant on the movie Master and Commander. John Millar runs a Revolutionary-era bed and breakfast and works in Colonial Williamsburg. Thanks very much for being with us.
You're very welcome.
34 years ago, John Millar was responsible for the creation of the Rose, the ship that stars as HMS Surprise in the new movie Master and Commander. If you have questions, comments, or corrections, the best way to reach us is by email. The address, totn@npr.org. Please include your name and where you're writing from. Talk of the Nation is produced by Susan Lund, Setsuko Sato, Justine Kennan, and Megan Williams. Chad Campbell directs our program. Brendan Banizak is our production assistant, with help today from Joel Riddle, Molly Messick, and Shannon Mullen, who are the TOTN interns. Our technical director is Kevin Waite. He gets engineering help from Vince Muse, Suzanne Herron, Cal Southworth, and Mitch Eaton. Alan Silva is our senior editor. Sue Goodwin, our senior producer. The executive producer of Talk of the Nation is Leith Bishop. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan. Ahoy there, NPR News.